Thanks again for coming out. We were extremely excited to get Cyrus in the second round. We actually projected him as a first-round pick. We didn't think we'd have a chance to get him at our pick in the second round, so we were very ecstatic to be sitting here right now talking about him. So I'll open it up for questions after that.
You traded down, so why? I mean, were you did you have a sense that he wasn't going to go between 41 and 44?
We had a group of players that we were very comfortable with in that range, that if he did go, we had another guy that we would be extremely happy with picking.
There are reports out there that he failed multiple physicals from other teams. What can you say about that?
I can't comment on other teams. We have supreme confidence in our medical staff, and we looked at especially not only our medical staff and what they came back with, but his resume. Guy didn't miss practice, didn't miss games, so we're comfortable with it.
How would you describe what he brings to the team?
Prototypical right tackle, very aggressive run blocker. People are going to say, well, against smaller defensive ends, he had some trouble. He's not going to be playing against 6'2", 190-pound defensive ends in the NFL, so we're comfortable. He'll be able to protect the right side. We're excited about his size and his length. And what he lacks in a little foot quickness, he'll make up with length, making him take a bigger arc to get to the quarterback.
Doug, long-term starting potential, are the knees concerning to you?
Again, our medical staff have cleared him, passed him, and we don't have a problem with him long-term or now.
Doug, he's still relatively young in football in terms of starting experience. So how high do you feel the ceiling is with him?
We think it's very high. We think he's got untapped potential, and we're excited about it. And to follow up on your question, nowadays, I mean, he can go out and blow a knee tomorrow. So we can't worry about that. But, again, we look at medical training, medical staff, and how they reported on it, and his resume, and the time that he played, and minimal time missed at Alabama.
Obviously, you were looking for a way to get a pick back, right?
It just presented itself. That wasn't our main goal going into today. But it worked out that way, so we gave up that six for Mike Williams, and now we got a better pick, a fifth-round pick.
But you weren't kidding when you said this was all about giving EJ talent, EJ all the talent he needed to succeed. I mean, this continues that trend.
Absolutely, and again, I mean, there's nothing else I can say. I mean, we are committed. I want you to believe when I say that stuff. And that's why I always tell you guys I'll never say never, because I don't want to paint myself in a corner. But when I do say something, I do it, and I mean it, and I try to fulfill it.
How big of a concern was the offense when you look back to last year, and how much of a priority was it to improve the offense by adding these players at this point?
Well, we got to score points. And that's the name of the game. We got to win games, and to win games, you got to score points. So we wanted to improve the offense. And we think outside we brought some weapons in, but we also needed to solidify the line, and that's the plan with drafting Cyrus.
When you reference the 6'2", 190-pounder, that's the sugar ball you're talking
about. Right, the Oklahoma guy, yes.
His run blocking, just how developed, do you feel like he's a work in progress there? Do you feel like he's pretty excellent run blocker? Where would you rate that?
I think he's at a 1 to 10, I think he's around 8, 8.5. He has some technical issues that he'll have to brush up on, and I have supreme confidence in our coaching staff and our head coach being an old offensive line coach. He'll get the best coaching there. One thing you can't teach is aggressiveness and toughness, and he brings both of those to the table.
Don't want to put any expectations on it, but second-round pick, is this a guy that you expect to be starting for you on opening day?
We expect him to be contributing early. Opening day, not sure. I can't put a timetable on it. It depends on how he comes in, grasps the offense. But your first and second round picks have to contribute early, and even your third. But that's the way we attack the draft.
Got your statement on Stevie, but mm-hmm. I wanted to ask regarding his salary cap situation. Will you defer that, or do you know what you're going to do there with the dead money?
The dead money, we're going to have to eat it.
But, I mean, you can defer some of it.
That we're going to have some internal discussions about that later. Right now, we're focusing on the draft.